Okay, Parshas Bo, verse Makas Arba. You don't find Kosh Baruch Hu telling Moshe Mefurish that it's going to be Makas Arba. It just says Ulaman Tesaper Bozne Bincho Ven Bincho. So you have here in the Das Akenim Balei Tosfos and the Rush, they ask, how did Moshe know it was going to be Arba? Because Moshe says it's going to be Arba. Kosh Baruch Hu never said. Just a lament to Saber Bosni Bincha. So they both answer that Moshe understood this from Yoel. The lashon of the Rosh is Yesh Lomar Shehirgish v'hisbonein b'gzeira shava de Tesaper gabe Yoel Sheish arba b'feirish. So it says Tesaper here and it says Tesaper by Yoel. So he understood from a gzeira shava that it's going to be arba. And the Rosh says v'kol nevuos hanaviim nisnu l'Moshe al peh ad bo kol navi v'navi. Moshe knew every nevuah before it was given to each navi. L'kach nikru divrei kabbalah. In fact, that's why it's called divrei kabbalah. Shelo nitnu likosev ela b'kabbalah. Even though it was given to Moshe first, it only was allowed to be written down once it was niskabel.
Isn't that true? Is whether like you know, like the end of the Sefer Torah, who wrote it, like
not Nogaya.
Saying it's not Nogaya to this because saying he still couldn't know it.
It's just the Rosh is just explaining that the lashon of Divrei Kabbalah by Nevi'im is even though it was Moshe Benu heard it first, is Lonin only comes to Eloh Kabbalah only once it was Niskabel to be written down later on by the Nevi'im. Once it's Niskabel, it was given to the Nevi'im themselves. That's when it was meant to be written down. Not the first time that. It's not like Torah that Moshe was supposed to write down the Torah, but by Nevi'im, even though he heard the Nevuas, it wasn't supposed to be written down unless it was Niskabel to that Navi. So then the Rosh asks, this is what I want to focus on. Then the Rosh asks, V'afal pisha amru, we say in Shas and Nida Baba Kama, ain't done in Divrei Torah Divrei Kabbalah. How can Moshe be making Gezer Shava from Tesaper of Torah to Tesaper by Yoel? Ain't done in Divrei Torah Divrei Kabbalah. So
that's done in.
That's done in Gezer Shava is done in.
What, like doing the whole Maka Arba or?
No. A Gezer Shava is the Gemara says ain't done in Divrei Torah Divrei Kabbalah. And so the Rosh answers, Imlamda Moshe Rabbeinu Kein Danan. The Rosh says a chiddush that if Moshe Rabbeinu is the one doing the learning, then you could learn Divrei Torah from Divrei Kabbalah. Now, about the concept of Divrei Torah and Divrei Kabbalah lo yalfinan, there's a stira in the Ritva. The Ritva in Nida, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says Divrei Torah and Divrei Kabbalah lo yalfinan, the Ritva says it really means that's only true if the pasuk is not used for something else. But if this is the only thing the pasuk is used for, then you could don divrei Torah m'divrei Kabbalah, and he cites the example of Prozi Prozi by Megillah. However, the Ritva in Megillah by Prozi Prozi says it doesn't mean it's a real gzeira shava. The Ritva says that it's hochachas lashon bi'alma. It's just to show that it has the lashon of prazi here and the lashon of prazi there, but not that this is an actual gzeira shava. And in fact, there's a chidush aran in Sanhedrin chav beis amud beis that says like this as well. Ein osin gzeira shava ela kesheshnei mikros hein shel Torah. Aval hocha, by the discussion there of that a kohen is supposed to be mistaper chad one in every 30 days, ela hocha gili milso bi almahu. So anytime you see a gzeira shava and divrei Torah m'divrei Kabbalah, the Ran says that it's not a gzeira shava gemura. So it's a machlokas yishonim, and it comes along the Rush here and says the Rush holds that really we hold ain done in divrei Torah m'divrei Kabbalah, but Moshe Rabbeinu is an exception to the rule, and he could don divrei Torah m'divrei Kabbalah. So what's the pshat that Moshe Rabbeinu is different? So the Chora, you can say that since Moshe Rabbeinu knew the nevuas, it's nechshav k'divrei Torah by him. In other words, really the Rosh holds ain done in divrei Torah m'divrei Kabbalah. But for Moshe Rabbeinu, you find different times. Moshe Shivas Yemei Mishta, it's there's a Yushalmi, it's not necessarily a Din D'Oraisa, but it's a Kabbalah for Moshe Rabbeinu. So there's this middle category of a Kabbalah for Moshe Rabbeinu. So something like a Nevuah that Moshe Rabbeinu heard, Ulai that has a Madrega of Divrei Torah, in as much as the Klal of Divrei Torah, Ein Donin Divrei Torah, Divrei Kabbalah. It's interesting to note, while the Das Ikenim Balei Tosfos here is very similar to the Rush, he asked how did Moshe Rabbeinu know there was going to be Arba, and he says that Moshe understood it from Fat HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Ulman Tisaper, and it's Derech L'Saper Al Makas Arba, because Gam so too by Yoel he's Misaper B'Derech Arba. It says Lashon of Sipor. The Das Akenim Balei Tosfos doesn't say any Lashon of Gzeir Shava here. He really is saying it's Moshe Rabbeinu understood it from a Hochachas Lashon that says to Saper by Yoel, so he understood that it meant Arba here. Maybe that's because the Das Akenim didn't want to use the Lashon of Gzeir Shava, because he held we never done the Ritor Medivik Kabbalah. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't done the Ritor Medivik Kabbalah. That's why he doesn't use the Lashon of Gezer Shava. And there's the Nafkamina is Ulai Nafkamina is that Tosfos and Shabbos Sai Zayin Amel Aleph says there's a specific amount of Gezer Shavas that there are. So each Tana, you know, one does Darshan, one doesn't Darshan, you have to fill in the one that one didn't Darshan, and there's a specific meaning for Gezer Shavas. So that would be a Nafkamina. According to the Rush, this was a Gezer Shava. According to Das Akenim Balei Tosfos, this is not a Gzeira Shava. Then we have Makas Choshech.
But if only Moshe could done it, then why would that go into the minion for everyone else?
If everyone else. Everyone else means that a time.
If Moshe could done it for us, once he did, that's obviously one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that would be included in the number of things that...
The Torah, of the Mount Gzeira Shavas that exist in the Torah. Makas Choshech. So there's an old Machlokas. Is Choshech itself a bria? Is it the creation, or is it the lack of light? The Svarno over here says that choshech by night is it's ovir hamuchan lekabel or vehu heder haor belvad. It's the absence of light. But makas choshech is more than that. Makas choshech is. Air which is not muhan lekabel haor, because it's so thick, light would not work in it, and that's why lo ro ish es achiv, because even to have a candle or a torch would not work in this depth of choshech. That's what the Svarno says here, and he understands this, that choshech is the absence of light. There's a Gemara in Chagiga which is important to note. The Gemara in Chagiga daf yud beis amud aleph says that there are asara devarim Nivru biyom rishon, and one of the things which was created on the first day was choshech. So it sounds like choshech actually was a bria. But you see the Maariv Chiyus there. The Maariv Chiyus says it's referring to something else. And there's a Ramban in Parsha Shmos. The Ramban in Parsha Shmos, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yud Aleph, by the pasuk of Miyasum Ilem, understands that choshech is heder haor, like the Svarno. That it's simply taking away from light. That is, and he proves that it's shayach to create, it's shayach to use the lashon of creation by taking away something. However,
if you're saying that this that choshech is one of the brias created on Yom Rishon, that still doesn't, that still means the absence of light. Because until you had, before creation, not that there was absence of light and there was dark, it was still something less than that. So even if it's only the absence of light, but it's still, there was no absence of light before creation.
Right, but we're assuming that, unless Or, you have to see the order of things, if Or was created first.
Even if it's just the absence of light, it still didn't exist before Bereshis.
Right, but if there's a Sarah Dvarim, the question is, was Al Bas Achas, was it, I don't have the Gemara in front of me, if assuming Or is on the list, if Or was first, then Choshech would then be the absence of that Or, and then that would be a problem. Why is that called Bria? It depends when it was created.
Well, didn't it exist before creation?
Not the Yom Rishon, the Sarah Dvarim were Nifru. Correct.
Before Yom Rishon.
In a Hanami,
no,
but
there was no absence of.
It was neither dark.
Even though there was no light, there was also no absence of light.
Correct. However, the question is if Or already existed by the time. It depends on the order of Yom Rishon. Now, there's a note. It's interesting to note there's a Marasha in Tamid. Tamid Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. The Marasha argues on the Shtark and says it's Das Haminim to say that Choshech is Heder Ha'or. And that you don't need a Bria before Or. The Lashon is right. You don't need a Bria before light. Both Or and Choshech was created Yeshme Ayin, not just the absence of Or. The Chizkuni in Parshas Bereishis on the pasuk of Choshech al Pnei Tehom brings the Gemara in Chagiga and says that Choshech is Taka Abriya. Choshech al Pnei Tehom, Choshech is Abriya. The Nitziv in the beginning of Psachim, he asks why the Kosh Baruch Hu create Choshech. He assumes it was a creation and says if you would put light by night, then the light will be stronger than light by day. In other words, putting light through Choshech, that creates a stronger level of light, and that's why it's shayach. That's why through creating darkness, there, not just being the absence of it, the purpose is to have light which is stronger. The concept is, it's not arguing, but it's almost the opposite idea of the Svarna. The Svarna was saying by Makas Choshech that the Choshech was so strong that even Ner or Avuka would not work in the Choshech. The Nitziv is saying the reason why Choshech was created is, meaning, and he's talking about the regular type of Choshech, not Makas Choshech, is that Or should be able, that when you have light at night, it'll be even stronger than by day. That is Choshech. One more Or with Makas Choshech. Well, we're discussing the Perush HaRush. The Rush asks, what's pshat that all the Rishayim die by Makas Choshech? In the Shloshim Yafela, Dosan Ve'aviram did not die in Makas Choshech. They were Rishayim Gemurim. The Rush says, even though they were Rishayim, Lo Nisya'ashu Min HaGe'ula, they did not give up on the Ge'ula. You see, it's enough to be Mamin in the Ge'ula, that's enough to be Nitzal from Makas Choshech. That's enough to have Ge'ula. So, by the Haggadah, when we say, Rasha Mahu Omer, what kind of Rasha are we talking about? We're talking about the kind of Rasha who was such a Rasha that he was Nisya'ish Min HaGe'ula. But even if he's a Rasha Gomor like Dasan Ve'avira, and he wasn't Nisya'ish Min HaGe'ula, that's not the Rasha that we say about him, Ilu Hayasham Lo Hayanigal. If he would have been there, Itaka would have been Nigal.
Rashi says that it's because he's waited for the Ge'ula. Is that the same thing?
I mean, that's how we know they weren't. Yeah, that's Lo Nisya'ish Min HaGe'ula. So Rashi is saying that's enough to be
Zohar. Rashi says it.
Hmm?
Rashi.
The question, the chiddush of the Rush is not that they weren't Nisya'ish Min HaGe'ula. The chiddush is that's enough that even though you're a Rasha.
I think Rashi says like all the same thing. I mean, he says that they were waiting for it, or they wanted it or something. I'm Choshech.
By Makas Choshech.
Yeah.
One second.
But the focus time.
About Dasan Ve'avira?
I
don't see that. Okay, we can look later. Okay. Then we have Oh. We have mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. First mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael. Chodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodoshim. The Ramban here is well known. The Ramban here mentions how the names that the you know in the Torah before we were Olam Mibavel, they were just called Chodesh Rishon, Chodesh Sheni, and afterwards is when they got their names. I'm not going to read the whole Ramban. However, I want to focus on one point. He mentions the distinction between when Tishrei is the first and when Nisan is the first. He says, that Nisan is Chodesh HaRishon L'Geula Seinu. And the minyan is not L'Shana. It says, T'chila Shno Seinu Mitishrei. The first month of the year is from Tishrei. V'chag Ha'asif T'kufas HaShana, V'seis HaShana, it's from Tishrei. So when it says, Chodesh Nisan Rishon and Tishrei is Shvi'i, he says, Pitrono is Rishon L'Geula, and Tishrei is the seventh month from the Geula. And that's the pshat, tam rishon, that's the pshat, rishon hu lachem. It's not rishon of the year, it's rishon lachem. Shenikra lo lezikaron geula seinu. This is the way we remember the geula. Now, the minchas chinuch here, minchas chinuch is in mitzvah shin yud aleph, in sifkatan hey, quotes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, echad ben nisan is Rosh Hashanah lechadashim, that Nisan is the first month. Now, then he quotes the Ramban. We count months from Nisan. Even though the beginning of the year is Tishrei, we call Chodesh Rishon Nisan as a way of Zikaron from Yetzias Mitzrayim. And he says it changes after Bavel. And he quotes here the Ein Yaakov in Megillah on Beis Amud Beis. In Sefer Ein Yaakov, the Kosev is cholik on the Bala Ikrim. The Bala Ikrim understood that the mitzvah changed when we were Olam Mibavel. He understood B'das HaRamban that the entire mitzvah of remembering the months and calling Chodesh Rishon, calling Nisan Chodesh Rishon, was only Bizman HaGeula HaRishona. But by Geula HaShnia from Bavel, then there was no mitzvah to count the months from Nisan Zechel Tias Mitzrayim, because this is a new Aliyah. And we then count it from Tishrei again. And the Kosev is Cholik on the Bala Ikrim and says that's not the Pshat in the Ramban. Even nowadays, Nisan is the first month. It's just before Bavel, they didn't have any names. And after the Olam Mibavel, each one has a shame. But still, for the minyan, we still say Chodesh Rishon Nisan. And if you call... he says, and if you don't follow that, and you were to call Tishrei Rishon, you'd be over on this tzivoy of Chodesh... of Rishon Hulachem. And the Mitzvah Tzilich understands the Ramban, this is a mitzvah d'oraisa, and you're over on the mitzvah if you don't count Nisan from the Rishon. If you don't count Nisan to be the Rishon. And he blibes Sarachim why it's not brought down. Now within the mitzvah of Chodesh Hulachem, so who is the mitzvah of... As far as Kiddush HaChodesh is concerned, so the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos Aseh Kuf Nun Gimel, he says that Kiddush HaChodesh is totally in Bezdin HaGadol. Bezdin HaGadol are the ones that do Kiddush HaChodesh, and he says it in Yahad Chazak as well, in the Perek Hey of Kiddush HaChodesh. He says, Kol ma she'amarnu mikfias Rosh Chodesh al ha-re'iya ve'ibur ha-shana mipnei ha-zman u'pnei ha-tzorech ein osno so el-sanhedrin she'be'eret Yisrael. Bezdin hasmuchim be'eret Yisrael shenosnu lehen Sanhedrin rishos. It's totally in Sanhedrin. The Ramban is cholik. The Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs there says it's not totally in Bezdin Hagadol. He says davar borer v'yadua she Bezdin Hagadol batal me'eret Yisrael afilu kolam achorbon. Right? We didn't have a Sanhedrin from very early on. How are we able to be Mekayesh al Piyariya? And it's known, he says, Yidua, Kamam and Komos Begamara, Shahayu Osun Kach Adzman Korv, Listimas and Talmud. Through Abai Verova, there was Kiddush HaChodesh. So according to the Rambam, it's based on Sanhedrin HaGadol, that's based on Bezdin HaGadol. How do you ever find Kiddush HaChodesh? How do you ever find Kiddush HaChodesh after Sanhedrin HaGadol was bottom? And the Rambam himself, who is Mode, that there was Kiddush HaChodesh after Sanhedrin HaGadol was batal, he also says in Perek Hei Halacha Gimel of Kiddush HaChodesh, he says, when do we start to use the Cheshbon and we don't do Kiddush HaChodesh Apiri anymore? He says, Misov Chochmei HaGemara Ba'eis Shechorva Eretz Yisrael Velo Nishar Sham Bezdin Kavua. Once the Bezdin Kavua was gone, that's when we stopped doing Kiddush HaChodesh. And that's Misof Chochmei HaGemara. So the Rambam's mode that it's not just Bezdin HaGadol that does Kiddush HaChodesh. You need a Bezdin Kavua. But he said the mitzvah is telling Bezdin HaGadol. And the truth is, there's a Mechilta. The Rambam himself quotes a Mechilta that says, Rabbi Yoshaya Omer, that the Kiddush HaChodesh is only, it's talking about Ibur HaShana, but it quotes the Pasuk of Rishon Hulachem, it's only be Bezdin HaGadol. And how does the Ramban learn the Mechilta that says that Kiddush HaChodesh is only Bezdin HaGadol? The Ramban says that's when there was a Bezdin HaGadol. Then there was a din that Kiddush HaChodesh was only done through Bezdin HaGadol. But once it was batal, the mitzvah changed, and any Bezdin shel Shlosha was able to be Mekayesh Apiyariya. So what comes out is both the Rambam and Ramban really agree to the time periods of when Kiddush HaChodesh existed. It's just the way they formulate the mitzvah is different. The Rambam learns the mitzvah is always based on Bezdin HaGadol, and just when Bezdin HaGadol was batel, it then was transformed into needing to be a Bezdin Kavua in place of Bezdin HaGadol. Somehow, after the Bezdin HaGadol was batel, before Sof Chochmei HaGemara Be'eish Shechor Ve'Eretz Yisrael, at that middle point, you still a Bezdin Kavua would be in place of Bezdin HaGadol. I'm not going to explain or suggest how, but the point is that Kiddush HaChodesh existed in as much as the Bezdin HaGadol existed in one form or another. Whereas the Ramban understood that there's no din intrinsically with Bezdin HaGadol. It's just that if there was a Bezdin HaGadol, then it would be totally in them. But if not, then once Bezdin HaGadol was batal, any Bezdin Shel Shalosh could do it. So when you read the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin that lists the things that requires Bezdin HaGadol, and the Mishnah does not list Kiddush HaChodesh, according to the Ramban, we understand very well. The Ramban understood the mitzvah is on Bezdin HaGadol only when there is a Bezdin HaGadol, but when not, any Bezdin Shel Shalosh could do it. Which means that it's Beseder Gomor that the Mishnah doesn't list Kiddush HaChodesh as one of the things which requires Bezdin HaGadol. In fact, the Mishnah does mention Kiddush HaChodesh as far as Bezdin Shel Shalosh. And the pshat is because if it's not inherently a requirement that Bezdin HaGadol does it, then it's not going to be the Mishnah. According to the Rambam, that understood that even after Bezdin HaGadol was batal, there is a Bezdin Kavua in place of Bezdin HaGadol, you need to understand why the Mishnah doesn't list Kiddush HaChodesh requiring Bezdin HaGadol. Unless you say that this is some different formation of Bezdin HaGadol. The Mishnah only lists when you need Ayin Aleph Mamish. Here, it's some different formation of the Ayin Aleph. It's once it can be transformed to another power after their batal, for whatever reason, that's not in the list. Achronim talk about it, and it's not that's the Ikar HaDvarim for the requirement of Bezen HaGadol as far as Kiddush HaChodesh is concerned. Now, the Pasuk says, so let's jump to the end of the parasha. We have the Pasuk, L'tatofos b'nei necha. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin that we know that you need arba batim by tefillin shel rosh because the word totafos is broken up tas bekisvi shtayim pas beafriki shtayim. The word tas means two in lashon of kisvi, and the word pas means two in lashon afriki. So this is one of the examples where you see, according to this, it sounds like the Torah is not using a word from Lashon HaKodesh. How can that possibly be? And on the contrary, we quoted Das HaKenem in Parsha Shmos that suggested that Bas Paro called Moshe Rabbeinu an Egyptian name, and the Torah used the word Moshe because we only use Lashon HaKodesh. So you see, we're mocked to use Lashon HaKodesh. So I saw that the Tzedel HaDerech over here, one of the Yud Aleph Meforshei Rashi in that Sefer, says he's bothered by it, and he suggests a pshat that totafos be'etzem is lashon habata, means to be seen. And really the word totafos means to be seen. Chazal was bothered. Why does the Torah say totafos be'enecha? What does the Torah say habata be'enecha? It uses the strange nusach of totafos as a remez for the arba batim. That once we see that in a different language totafos is dalid, you mean two and two, and the word means habata, so that's why the Torah used that lashon. But Lachor is still difficult because still, so the Torah is using a different lashon outside lashon hakodesh. So he himself says kusha mekara lesa. He suggests his own answer. Says we find many times that the Torah uses lashon achrios, and he says, and he quotes osovies hen is lashon yavani, and quotes bi adoni is lashon arami for bebe, and he says ein hakavana shelashonenu lachu mehem chas shalom. It's not that the Torah took lashon nachrim, el lehefech, they took lashon hakodesh. And all of these places there was a perush kabbalah ish pi isha Moshe Rabbeinu that the word totafos means the arba batim. Of arba batim tefillin, and that which the Gemara says that tas kisvi shtayim pas befriki shtayim, it's only a raya from lashon nachris. I mean, it's not as a raya. It's derech hasmach to be alma. The real way we know that totafos is referring to the arba batim is because we have a kabbalah. You're telling me tas kisvi shtayim pas befriki shtayim is referring to arba batim. That's hasmach to be alma. It's interesting. That means that Rabbi Kiva, who's the one that darshens this, he had a Kabbalah. That totafos means the arba batim. Okay, so you're telling me that Rabbi Kiva knew this. Everyone else, they didn't speak these languages. Lashon HaKodesh, it was forgotten, I guess. It's only known through Kabbalah. So what happened until now? So once, if Rabbi Kiva was to share the Masorah, which we presume he did, then everyone would know that this is Lashon HaKodesh. What exactly happened here that Rabbi Kiva was the only one to know this drasha? So, L'chora, you could say as follows. The Shlo actually says that Al ya'ale b'libcha she'atorah kasvu elu halashonos she'enam Lashon HaKodesh. Don't think that these lashonos are not Lashon HaKodesh. El hachi perusho. Kishabora Kodesh Baruch Hu Olamo, lo haya rak Lashon HaKodesh. Ukishabola Halashonos Bador Haflaga, Bobby Lashon HaKodesh Gam came to Halashonos. Lashon HaKodesh got mixed in with other languages. And these words are Lashon HaKodesh, and they got mixed in. So according to that, really it was Lashon HaKodesh. And it got mixed together. Still, you have to understand. I mean, so he's not going with that it's a Kabbalah. He's just saying that this word is Lashon HaKodesh. Still, why we're referencing that it belongs to a different language. If that's the Iker, we have to know exactly what's going on. Also, the Malbim says the same idea, that Dor HaFloga, there's many words which were Lashon HaKodesh got mixed together, and we forgot, he says, we forgot many of the words from Lashon HaKodesh. And he says, of a local Misha Sheyiyah Yachal Lomar Kazos, not anyone can say this idea that, you know, this word from the other languages is really Lashon HaKodesh and it got mixed in. Rak HaTanoim Shayukrovim Neviim are able to say such a thing, that Tas Bekis Vishtayim, Pas Be'afrik Vishtayim, that this is really Lashon HaKodesh, and they're using our word. And they had a Kabbalah. That's what the... But whatever it is, everyone seems to be saying, or the Pshatim that we understand more so are saying that these words are Be'etim Lashon HaKodesh, just like Moshe is Lashon HaKodesh, and Torah will only use Lashon HaKodesh. How the exact remnants of Tas Bekis Vishtayim, Pas Be'afrik Vishtayim works, we don't exactly understand. We don't have time right now, but also if you look in the parsha, if you look in the pasuk of Vahashem Hika Kol Bechor, it's very interesting. Just take a look yourself in the beginning of Masechta Smachos, in the back of Avodah Zarah. You can look at the Hakdama to the. It brings a brisa Hakdama to the first perek. This is well known. This Achronim quote this. Asks the Stira Hashem Hika Kol Bechor. And that it says Vayihi b'chatzi halayla v'Hashem yikakol b'chor. It sounds like the Makas Bechoros. I'm going back to Makas Bechoros for a moment. It sounds like Makas Bechoros was at night, but in Bamidbar it says b'yom hakosi kol b'chor. So was it by night or was it by day? So Braisa asked that theory. Braisa says a pshat over what happened, and you can see the Nachlas Yaakov there, which is in every Vilna Shas, that explains why this Braisa is in the beginning of Masechta Smachos. It's Ayin Sham. Okay.